everyone. Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that you can submit your comments and questions you would like aired and discussed on the show via a recording of your voice by going to www.realreikirealife.com. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me online by going to that same website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey, you guys. In this episode, I have a discussion with two very dear friends of mine, and it's on a subject that I believe is a very important one in the healing community. This is the subject of overcoming societal conditioning, self-judgment, and judgment you might happen to feel from others if you are an overweight healer. We also discuss other aspects of body image and offer tips and guidelines to hopefully help love and inspire anyone who suffers from poor body image. As a bonus to this episode, go ahead and stay tuned to the very end where I include a blooper of all three of us, which will hopefully add some laughter to a very serious topic. This blooper was recorded at the very beginning of the episode, and it took us over an hour to reground after experiencing it. Unfortunately, I had to cut that part out, but again, I will include it at the end of the episode. Also, it made it so that my voice is kind of hoarse throughout the rest of the episode. So if you do hear my voice getting kind of hoarse, you'll know why, because we were horsing around. Also, as I do with many of my episodes, I offer a free guided meditation for Reiki practitioners with modifications for those who are not attuned to Reiki. This will help heal and free yourself of any poor body image. So please check that out, and also the companion meditation that I mentioned, utilizing the healing energy of Reiki and visualization. It will be posted on the following episode, and this is one meditation that you do not want to miss. As always, the views and opinions expressed by guests on our show are not always the views and opinions of RealReikiRealLife.com or its affiliates. And without further ado, here are my dear soul sisters, Gabriella Milan, a certified life coach, certified Holy Fire 2 Reiki Master Teacher, and board clinical hypnotherapist of amorehealingplace.com. And my other soul sister, Teresa Ramos, a certified Holy Fire 2 Reiki Master Teacher. Enjoy the show.
What was the reason why you guys decided to do this podcast, or why, you know, what brought up this subject?
Well, because Gabby and I were talking a few days ago, and we were just feeling like how there's this idea in the spiritual community that unless you meet a certain or look a certain way, then you're kind of less than, that you're not as...
such a strong healer.
Yeah, you're not as strong of a healer because you always obviously have issues to work through if you're not the typical size 2, whatever that may be. Healer, because it is true, you see a lot of people, all the popular celebrity type people in the spiritual community are physically attractive, and they don't have overweight issues for the most part. I don't know if I know any of them that really have issues with being overweight. And so when Gabby and I were talking about this, we were feeling a little bit less than, I think that's what it was. We were feeling like maybe we're not taken as seriously, or that we're not as in our power as we should be because of that judgment.
I think it's something's trigger, some thoughts for us of wondering why this happens and what we can do about it too. And if these people are right about the way they feel about overweight healers or any profession that you're in. Especially as women.
Yeah, as women we feel it more.
We feel like we should look a certain way. And if it's okay, if you can feel completely okay and accept yourself even if you're overweight as a healer.
As a healer, right.
Well, it's interesting you guys say that because I haven't felt that at all in the spiritual community. But then I haven't put myself out there like you guys have.
Yeah.
But even with these other practices that I do practice, I never did feel like the weight was, or that I was being judged by my weight.
Yeah, I wonder if that really is what it is, because, gosh, it's such a complex issue to delve into, because we all know people in the spiritual community, at least Gabby and I have people that we know who make sure that they are looked at a certain way, meaning they're going to the right grocery stores, they're going to the right restaurants, they're going to all these right places because they don't want to be seen as less than, because it's expected that you only go to the health food store. It's expected that you only eat at these raw vegan restaurants that serve organic food.
So, or even to dress a certain way,
or even to dress a certain way, right. And it's a little concerning because it's like, wait a minute, the whole idea behind spiritualism is to love each other for where we are at in life, not where we think others think we should be.
Yes.
Accept each other. Yeah, not only that, but you're supposed to connect to a person emotionally, to their soul. Well, how does the body...
It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter.
In my point of view, it shouldn't matter. No.
It shouldn't, and that's what is a little concerning, is because... When I began this spiritual path of, you know, Reiki and all these other things, it's a very welcoming community, a very welcoming people. And I loved that because I come from a community where there was a lot of judgment. And to be able to come to a community where at first I didn't feel that judgment until I kind of got more deeper into it, where I could see that there is even some that exists in the spiritual community of having that pressure to be, look, and act a certain way, or you're not considered spiritual enough. And so, with that, I wanted to ask you, Gabby, because you see so many people coming through your office, do you see any of this? I know it's not just an overweight issue, or people who are overweight, because so many thin people also have body issues. Some women feel like they don't have large enough breasts or whatever the case may be. Yeah. You know, there's always some kind of body issue of some kind, no matter what body you happen to be in. And so here's, you know, go ahead, Gabby, go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. I see lots of people with different body types, different races, that to me, they're all beautiful just because they are mm-hmm. the way they are. Mm-hmm. But they struggle so much with body image, with the way they present themselves into the world. It makes their relationships hard. It makes their work hard. All they think, they're obsessed with the way that they look. Mm-hmm. And that to me is very, very sad, even when you see it on teenagers or kids. I don't think a 5-year-old should be worrying about the way she looks.
I know.
So that's something that kind of breaks my heart, because we all should really love and accept each other, especially in the spiritual community.
Exactly.
We're supposed to be seeing people's souls, like Teresa said.
Right, see the divine, see yes. that in each other, rather than what grocery store they're going to, or what,
yeah, you know, or how long they're meditating for.
Yeah. yeah, or how long they're meditating
it's
for.
It's like this exactly. little thing, who meditates more, who's more spiritual, and it's not about that. It's yeah. about the everyday things that you do.
Yeah, unfortunately, as a society, we've been conditioned to think and act certain ways. And mm-hmm. I think that's part of this process and journey, is where we have to uncondition ourselves to what mm-hmm. we thought or what we were told mm-hmm. we needed to do or look like.
Exactly, because when you think about it, if you... believe the theology behind some of the spirituality is, before we came here, we sat down and figured out what kind of a life we're going to have.
Yeah, there was an agreement
made. There was an agreement made. So the agreement was that we would have the certain bodies that we would come into. You know, maybe I would come into my body and have certain medical issues that would contribute to me being overweight, or somebody else, or maybe somebody else would come into a skinny body with different body issues of whatever that may be for them. But so when you think of it that way, where if we sat down and figured out our lives before we came here and agreed to what we were going to go through when we came here, who are we to look at somebody else and what they're doing in their life path as being less than, or the body that they were born into as being less than?
Because they're not doing the same thing we are.
Right, because they're not doing the same thing we are. Mm-hmm. So that kind of just gets rid of the whole idea of you're broken if you're not a size 2 meditating on a cloud for 5 hours a day.
Once you heal yourself, the weight is going to just melt off your body.
Yes, yes. I hear that all the time. Once you heal yourself, the weight is just going to fall off. And we hear that from so many people who are well respected in the spiritual community. People like Wayne Dyer, who I have nothing but the highest respect for. Even he says, once you heal yourself, the weight is going to fall off. And we hear that so much in the spiritual community. And I believe in some cases that is true, but it's not always the case.
It's true. In some cases, I think our soul knows that we chose the body that we did for some reason, and it's going to do anything in its power to not let us let go of that weight if it's not in our path.
Exactly.
It's the same thing we say with any other type of issue.
Yeah.
It's not going to be healed if you're meant to have it for some reason.
Right. So if you think of somebody like Martin Luther King Jr., he happened to be born into a male black body, which at the time was not considered the ideal, whatever that may be, body. We know what the 60s were and the social movements that happened in the 60s, but had he not been born into that body as a male, would he have had what came his way, or would he have had those life experiences to help start that ball rolling and changing all the social injustices throughout the world? So the same can be said for those of us who might feel like we're not in the perfect body, whether we're passing that judgment onto ourselves or if it's something we're feeling from society. Wherever we happen to be in our lives at this moment is where we need to be in our lives at this moment. Maybe I'm meant to be overweight for a certain amount of time because that's going to put me in tune with other people who may be struggling with the same medical issues that I am that are contributing to their weight gain, or struggling with other issues, you know, body image, whatever the case may be. And I wouldn't be able to help those people if I didn't know how to even connect with them on that level.
And that's one thing we have discussed, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why we are able to connect to certain people, because we have had similar paths. We've walked in their shoes a bit, whereas other people, I mean, if I were to try to connect to someone who's having body issues that's overweight and I'm skinny, it's going to be difficult.
It doesn't always go over well. Exactly. Because I know whenever I've had a skinny person trying to tell me, you know, how to eat or whatever, I'm like, it's easy for you, you know, and I don't listen to them as much. And maybe that's me passing my own judgment onto them.
And it is, because think about it, you know, we're already judging them because they're not the size we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, it's almost like that old saying goes, do you trust a skinny cook? You know, it's almost like that same thing gets applied, but yeah, it's kind of a complex topic.
And what I know for sure is that if it wasn't thanks to my troubles with weight throughout my whole life and going up and down and being obsessed about the way I looked and being so miserable when I was thinner and all these issues, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be the person that I am right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy and very proud of who I become, and it's part of things to see that. So I'm glad that that happened. Actually, it was all a blessing. It is a blessing because it lets me really connect at a deeper level with people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like even the people as healers, the people that were supposed to heal and teach, we met them before being on this earth.
Yes,
right.
So they're supposed to come to us.
That's all these soul agreements that we have.
Yes, right. The pre-birth planning that we did is so powerful. So maybe we should stop resisting the way we look and trying to change it so much and accept and love everyone for how they look and who they are.
But where they happen to be.
And it's interesting you say that, because at least for me, as you guys know, I started CrossFit a couple weeks ago. And throughout these past 5 weeks, I have been asking myself, you know, who am I doing this for? am I really doing this for me? Uh-huh. Why is it that I've always had these issues with my body? Mm-hmm. And the conclusion I came to just a couple days ago is I was being told that this is not my body, that this is not my body size, that mm-hmm. I needed to change. But because of how I've been conditioned and because of all the judgments I had towards myself, I wasn't listening.
So your guides were telling you this, right? Yes. Is that what you were saying? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I finally came to that conclusion a few days ago, you know, that that's one of the reasons why I struggled, me personally, is because I was being told, you need a change. As you guys know, I've had health issues.
Right.
Right? I don't know if they would have been prevented if I would have been a smaller size. I can't say that.
Sure.
But going forward, I know I need to take steps to try to prevent what other health issues mm-hmm. may come up
yeah.
because of my history.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that everyone understands that this doesn't mean that we're not supposed to be healthy. And we're not supposed to
take care of ourselves.
Exercise. Exactly right. Yeah, we are. We're supposed to take care of our bodies, of course. But we're not supposed to feel less than. So sad about the way we look or obsessed about the way we appear to others.
Because those in and of themselves are roadblocks we're putting in our way when we feel that way. And when we put those roadblocks there, whether we feel them from other people or we have put them there because of the conditioning that we've gone through in life, we tend to kind of hesitate in stepping into our power because we don't feel like we fit a certain mold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we feel like we might have to fit that certain mold before we can step forward. And I'll have to admit, it was easier starting this podcast because at first, nobody's going to see what I look like, right? They won't judge me. Maybe they'll judge me on other things, like maybe I stuttered too much or whatever. But for me, that was safer. And it wasn't until I started videoing my online classes that I'm doing right now that I finally realized, you know what? People are just going to judge. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. People are just going to judge.
We're never going to be able to please everybody.
We're never going to, right. Never. Whether you're in the spiritual community, whether you're not in the spiritual community, judgment, unfortunately, is a human trait.
Yes.
And the whole, I guess, idea behind all of this is we want people to feel, no matter what your body size is, whether you are 300 pounds, whether you're 100 pounds, that you are where you need to be right now. And yes, there is room for improvement because there's always room for improvement, no matter where we find ourselves in life. But don't ever feel like because you're not meeting what is this perceived notion of fitting in the box or fitting into this mold that you're less than and that you can't step into your power until you fit into that mold and you can't help others. Because you know what? If we are all blessed with these gifts that we have, then there's a reason we should be using it, whether we're fat or thin, whether we're in between, whatever that may be. So that was the whole hope in doing this podcast and getting together today, was to discuss that so that we can try to help those maybe who are out there who are feeling the way we do.
I think the only thing we can do about judgment from others is just worry about how we are judging ourselves.
Exactly.
And how are we judging others? Because we all do judge.
Yes. Right.
And maybe next time you judge someone for the way they look.
And sometimes we don't realize that we're doing it.
We do it automatically.
Automatically out of conditioning and whatever the case may be.
And when you do find yourself doing that, at least with me, I often find myself and catching myself judging. And then I go inward and ask myself, why am I judging?
Yep. Yes. Why?
And what I often find it's a reflection of, something I haven't...
Something we haven't healed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the awesome thing is, you know, we can learn from all this. If something is triggering us, like this obviously did or has for me and Gabby, you know, being in the spiritual community and feeling like, you know, we have to meet a certain criteria or mold, or we don't feel like we're measuring up to every, or we're not as spiritual as everybody. It's just a great point that you made, because it really puts us in that place of, you know what, we need to just kind of say, okay, what's being triggered inside of me then that's making me feel this way? And take steps to look inward, because that's what it's all about, is looking inward.
Yes.
And saying, okay, this stems back from when I got made fun of as a kid, or this stems back from always seeing Hollywood, or whatever the case may be, portraying women as having to look a certain way, or they're not considered beautiful, they're not considered attractive, nobody's going to like them unless they're attractive. You know, all these things that may go through our head are just really limiting beliefs that are keeping us from stepping forward.
Something that helped me too was thinking, I don't like the way society thinks about this issue. What mm-hmm. can I do yes. to help change this?
Yes.
And what I could do was still become a business owner and move forward with my business and see as many people as I can see and try to show the world and show myself that I can still do it even though I'm overweight.
Yep, because this body image thing has to stop.
It does. It doesn't belong.
It has to stop. It doesn't belong anywhere in our society.
It shouldn't, at least.
And it shouldn't belong in our society.
Yes.
And this whole idea of, you know, unless we meet this Hollywood ideal or Hollywood standard of what women and men should look like or what a healer should look like in the spiritual community, as long as we're doing that to ourselves, we're holding ourselves back.
Yes. And new studies show that the average woman right now in America is a size 16. So why are we so obsessed with size when the average woman is like us?
Yeah, exactly.
So in 10 years when everything changes and a size 16 is sexy and it's attractive.
Well, there are cultures out there where being bigger is beautiful. Yes.
Right. Like a lot of the Polynesian and Hawaiian Pacific Islander cultures, if you're a larger woman, you're considered attractive.
Yes.
So that's the ideal there. And it's like, well, where did America go wrong?
Because and there's so many women all over the world in many countries where they don't care. Some countries don't care how women look either. Mm-hmm. Because maybe the Polynesians that think that bigger women are attractive, what about the skinny woman? How are they feeling?
Exactly.
That's true. Exactly.
And that's why, as you mentioned, Patricia,
yes,
this body image has to stop.
And I think it's mostly, wouldn't you guys agree that it seems to be mostly prevalent, because you've lived in other cultures. I was born and raised in the United States, but you've lived in other places, that this is mostly an American thing?
Yeah.
Would you say that's what it is?
I actually made a trip to Mexico 3 years ago, and I had two women tell me that I was beautiful and wish they were my size.
Now, were they skinnier or were they larger?
Yes, they were thin.
Okay, they were thin.
They were thin.
Wow.
And they wanted to be my size.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why I'm saying this body image needs to stop, because
something that happens so much to women. We're always comparing ourselves to others.
Yes, we are.
And wanting what the other lady has.
Yeah.
I want curly hair. I want this.
And it's because we come from that culture where women are objectified. Whether we want to say that or not, it's true. Women are objectified in our culture. And again, it kind of stems a lot from the whole Hollywood standard of you have to be young, beautiful, fit, a size 2, blonde hair, white, whatever the case may be. You have to fit this mold in order to be considered everything that, you know, is attractive in society.
That's true. And I can tell you for sure that really, no matter how big or small you are, you can be happy. It's a decision to be happy.
It is.
When I was 60 pounds lighter than now, I was miserable. And now I'm super happy. So if you decide to be happy, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how big or small you are. And hopefully more women out there can step into their power and shine their light, no matter of how they look.
Right.
Not only women, but men as well.
It's kind of turning that way. Don't you guys feel the tide is kind of turning that way, too?
It is.
Mostly it's been women, but I see more men now who, you know, are doing things that were classically defined by women as doing them. Number one, I see a lot of men going and getting their nails done at the salon, or see them going to the tanning salon, getting tans. You know, all these things just to make themselves look more what they perceive to be physically attractive.
Mm-hmm.
What used to be women's territory has now kind of rolled into them. And so I think it's affecting everybody.
There's many sexy men out there that work out and have great muscles, and they don't like themselves. And they have very low self-esteem.
Yeah.
And they're trying to look a certain way, thinking that that's how we like men. And we wouldn't think that when we see them.
Mm-hmm.
Same with women. There are women that are gorgeous,
yeah.
toned, what we think it's perfect, and they're broken. They don't love themselves. They feel they're ugly.
Yeah.
And I think that we all can contribute to this for this to change.
So, on that note, then, Gabby, where you said we can contribute all of this to change. So I think we already touched on a little bit of that. Is that it has to come from within. We have to get to a place of accepting ourselves for where we are in our lives at this moment, and understanding that we may have possibly agreed to this before we came here, that we agreed to the body that we were going to have, the struggles we were going to have with that body. And therefore, if that's the case, then we are exactly where we need to be.
Yes. And I think it starts with us, and then it follows with our kids, children.
Mm-hmm. Teaching your children.
I think a lot of moms and dads make the mistake to call our kids beautiful.
Yeah.
Since they were little. Look how beautiful you are. You're so cute. You're so pretty. And I've done that. But that can really harm a girl's or a boy's self-esteem once they start comparing themselves to other kids that might be more beautiful than them.
Yep.
Or uglier than them. It can go either way.
Yeah.
So from now on, maybe instead of telling your kids how beautiful they are, tell them, I love how smart you are.
Yeah.
I love your heart.
I love that.
I'm in love with your soul. I adore the way you make me feel. Things about their personality, about who
rather
they really are.
Rather than their physical appearance, more of the inward, right, what's going inward.
Focus more on the soul.
Yes.
Exactly.
Focus more inward than external.
Yes, on who they are. We're not our bodies.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Gabby, as a life coach, so we already talked about how it has to come from inside of us, and also how we treat other people and how we teach maybe our children if we have kids. Is there anything else that you would tell, like, if I were a client sitting across from you and I came into you with all these issues, what else would you tell them that they can do for themselves? Because I really want our listeners out there who may be struggling with this to kind of feel like they're being empowered with what they can do to them for themselves. A good place to start.
I think a good place to start is to ask yourself who you are. So if you get a piece of paper and start writing, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
Ask, am I my body? Am I my mind? Am I my soul? Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
And know that who we really are, we are divine love. We are light.
Amen.
We're energy. That's what we are. We're not our bodies, our physical. We're not even our thoughts. We're just pure divine love. Once you know that, nothing can stop you. And you're going to shine. Yes, you're human and you're still going to have some thoughts and negative ideas and feeling down some days. But then you're going to step again into your power and say, no, I'm divine light and love. I'm here with a purpose. And this is what I do.
And I realize that everyone else here is here with a purpose as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we all come from the divine. That's what we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on that note then, for women who may be like you and I that are struggling with, you know, how we're being perceived, we understand it comes from us, but as long as there's this society of Hollywood trying to tell us otherwise, I think it's key to kind of recognize that's where it's coming from. And whatever, again, is inside of us that needs to be healed from any of those triggers. So the empowering message that we want to everyone to have is, you are who you are. And how are you showing up in the world? Are you showing up as somebody who really cares about what the physical appearance is? Or are you showing up with whatever it is you have to offer from within?
Yeah. I think if you trust that the universe is perfect and everything's perfect here too, the way it is, then you can let go of that obsession of how you look and how others can see you.
Yeah.
And just know that there's a reason why you look this way right now. Things might change next month, next year.
Yeah.
But right now, it's all working out the way it should. It's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you really need to connect to yourself and let yourself be guided by you. I mean, no one else on this earth knows what you need.
Yes.
But you.
Exactly.
So you need to really connect with yourself. And in my case, you know, where I did, and I was asking myself, well, why don't I accept myself, or why don't I accept this body? It was because I was being told, you know, it needs to change.
Right.
And that's just me.
Right, right.
But we need to connect with ourselves and make that change if it needs to be done.
Exactly. Yes, no one can do it for us.
Exactly. Right.
That's why I love what you said, Teresa, because it's about, like what I say all the time, be your own guru. You don't need anybody else to tell you what to do, or if that's right for you and not for me, if you need past life regression healing or not.
And both of you have heard me mention all the time, what is right for me doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be right for you.
Exactly.
So because
but I'm we pass those judgments on to others. Yes. That's the thing.
Yes.
That's the whole idea behind this, is that we end up passing those judgments on other people, which is so not right for us to put that on other people.
And that's why I say connect with yourself and let yourself be guided by you.
I love that.
Yeah,
one of the exercises that made me see things differently and change completely the way I felt about myself was visualizing that I'm 90 years old and I'm looking back to my life, what I did and what I didn't do. And when I did that exercise, I just started crying, because that back then I was like obsessed about the way I looked. That was like my whole day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, how much time I'm wasting thinking about the way I look. Do I look good enough for him? Do I look good enough for society or even for myself? So then I decided in that exercise, no, it doesn't really matter anymore how I look. I'm going to take care of myself, yes, but I can still shine my light, move on, enjoy my life. So when I'm 90, I can say, yes, I did everything I wanted to, and here I am, ready to die.
You look back with no regrets.
Yeah.
Yes. You look back with no regrets.
I love that, because we've all heard, you know, it said, you know, over the course of many years that when doctors or nurses talk about patients who are nearing the end of life, a lot of them will say, I wish that I would have spent more time with my family, or I wish that I would have done some things differently. And they're usually matters of the heart that they would have done differently. It never was, oh, I wish I would have bleached my hair blonde when I was 17 and 10 exactly. instead of 20, or I wish that, you know, I would have, it's all these more of these superficial things that don't matter anymore. It's always matters of the heart.
Yeah.
So that is awesome. I love that you said that, because it goes in line with what all these other people say when they're nearing the end of life, of things that they would rather change. And they're always matters of the heart.
Yes. And no one regrets what they did. They regret what they didn't do.
Exactly.
Like you said. So
what you didn't do.
So what are you not doing in your life that you could be doing, even at the weight you are, or even the way you feel about your body?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, we could be helping so many people. And maybe our whole purpose is to help human race move through this, through this cultural or society and diminishing people for how they look. Mm-hmm. We're advancing in our consciousness. We're growing. So maybe that's why we're born this way. So we can show people that, no, it doesn't matter. We're a soul. We're not a body.
Right. Yes, exactly. So I want all the listeners out there, no matter where you may be, to really think about maybe some of the ways that you might be putting stumbling blocks in your way, whether that is some of your own conditioning that you've had, or maybe the stuff that you might be feeling from other people. In what ways are those holding you back from being the person that you agreed to be before you came here?
Yeah.
And we all know what that person is, right? That person is somebody who is not only working on their own progression, but helping others kind of realize what their light is, to help and serve and love and inspire other people based on our own life experiences, the places we've been, the things we've seen. And if we're putting those limitations on ourselves of, well, you know, I'm not as skinny as so-and-so, so nobody's going to take me seriously, or I'm not a skinny Reiki healer, so nobody's going to take me seriously, how are we going to help other people with that attitude?
Yes.
It can't be done that way.
It can't be done that way. So it really all does boil down to self-love. kind of like what we've talked before, not just in this episode, but other episodes, it boils down to the self-love that we have for ourselves. Because once we can come to that place inside of loving ourselves for who we are or where we are right now at this moment in time, that's when we can really truly step into our power and help yes. other people maybe who are struggling with those same things.
Yep. Yes, and we all have an unique gift. Everyone has their own unique
gift. Yes, yes.
So no one else can be Teresa, no one else can be Patricia or me or anybody that's listening. And the world needs you to step up and shine your light.
Yes, you are so needed. So, so needed. We can't do this alone. We have to do this with everybody coming to that place inside of themselves.
And what makes the world beautiful is all the different shapes and sizes and colors. Different
personalities.
Yes, yes. Diversity is beautiful. It so is. Embrace yourself just the way you are. I wouldn't change the way I am. I wouldn't change all the struggle I've been with about my weight.
Mm-hmm.
Once you set that, then you can move on and shine.
Right. Just think of how limitless you'll be if you can get to that point.
Embrace yourself and embrace others as yes. they are.
Yes.
Because when you make that connection on a soul level,
it's powerful.
It's powerful and so beautiful.
Yes.
And a way to bring our light to others as women, mm-hmm. instead of bringing other women's down, or other women down like so many do nowadays,
yes.
judging each other, let's empower each other.
Yeah.
Make exactly. sure you tell other women exactly. how beautiful they look today, how wonderful they are, how great it feels to hug them, how their heart is so compassionate, how they are so unique.
Yeah,
let's empower each other, not bring each other down.
Right, and again, that kind of boils back down to the Hollywood standard. There's so many sitcoms, so many TV shows, and that's why I don't watch a lot of TV, where women are just kind of at this competitive, they're like, I don't know, I can't even describe it. They're just more of competitive with each other, and it's more about tearing each other down mm-hmm. rather than building each other up. And that has to go too. Yes. Along with all this body image stuff that we women go through and more men now, that has to stop. So, yeah, if anything that we can leave with you guys is to realize that you are beautiful and unique with no matter where you are right now in your life, and you were born to be great. You are great. It may not feel like that right now because of some of the challenges you may be facing in your life, but you are great and you know you are great. You came from greatness. You came from the divine. The divine is great. And because the divine is great, you are great too.
Yes.
And powerful.
And powerful. Amen, sister.
And love.
And love.
And light.
And light. Yes. I love it, Teresa. Teresa's awesome.
Don't let anything stop you from living your purpose and
that's right.
shining and being happy, enjoying life. Life is not about suffering.
It's not.
Nope, life is not about suffering, for sure. We do all suffer from time to time with whatever challenges we get faced with in life. But it's all about, like I was saying, learning and growing from those challenges so we can connect with other people in ways that we may not have been able to before.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you so much, Patricia.
Yes. Thank you, you guys.
Thanks, Gabby. Thanks, Patricia.
Thanks, Teresa. Thanks, Gabby. And thank you to all of our listeners out there for listening to this episode. And we hope and our intention is that somebody out there was able to be inspired by our stories and what we share today. And as always, we encourage everybody to serve in light and go forward with love. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for listening. Here is the promised blooper. Enjoy.
Just to see how everybody sounds. Now, what are you laughing at, Teresa?
Can I laugh like that during the
interview? As long as you come again while you're doing it.
I hate being it.
To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikirealife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.